under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this hump day Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A lot of text messages coming in during the break. Comments all over the place. I'm going to get to Dave Ajima. Haven't heard from Dave in a while. I know they still listen, but haven't always texted into the show. Dave Ajima says, very simple solution. If you don't pay taxes, you can't vote. Teachers always want more benefits and pay. They play on the emotions of the ignorant. Many schools now have to teach multiple languages, which means more teachers, more union members, more dues going to the union bosses that support Democrat candidates. Public schools must eliminate all of the garbage, teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and science. Cat litter boxes for furries are not part of any good education. Teachers, in general, are liberal with little common sense. Well, you know the old adage, it says, people who know how to produce, people who do, do. People who can't or don't understand, teach. I'm not saying all teachers are not capable of being productive members of our society working in the private sector. I'm not saying that. But many of them choose education because they don't want to compete in the private sector. They want public school pay. They want public school benefits. They want public school retirement so that they can, in their very much idealistic way, feel that they can form little minds, help them to learn how to read and grow up to be productive members of our society. Then do that. Like Dave says, reading, writing, arithmetic, science. Teach them that. Teach them our history, our real history. Not your revisionist history that you want to teach because of your ideologies, because of the indoctrination that's gone into your brain through public schools and then public universities, who now you are a teacher and you are teaching young people the same garbage that you've been indoctrinated with. You know what the real solution is, Dave? Competition. Schools of choice, alternative schools in these districts where parents can choose to send their kids where they will learn these real things versus the indoctrination centers. And when enough parents move their kids to these alternative schools, these public communist indoctrination schools will either compete and change their ways, or they'll become dinosaurs and go away. More text messages coming in. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Timothy Jacobs ran for county clerk there in Mount Morenci. all kinds of craziness going on there. Lawsuits, different things, not going to talk about it right now. Says, Randy, my kids go to Hillman Christian Academy. They actually teach the kids real things. In addition, they have an air rifle team. They learn to shoot guns as well as bow and arrow. They teach them Mandarin, piano, and they have daily chores at the school. It's great. Yeah, not only do you clean up after yourself, maybe you work the cafeteria, the lunchroom, you have to clean tables, wipe things down. They can't afford a janitor. It's not a public school. Kids probably wipe down the blackboards. Clean the bathrooms. Whatever needs to be done, they understand it is a family unit. And just like at home, you have chores. Well, guess what? You have chores at school. Now, it's kind of interesting that they teach Mandarin and they don't teach Latin or Spanish. Latin has a root in every single one of our sciences. Medicine, law, government. The history of Latin is the root of all these sciences that the kids really need to understand. Vicky, as a little girl, used to attend Catholic Mass, which they recited and did in Latin. She understands Latin Mass. Unbelievable. When I was pre-med at Michigan State, didn't take Latin, but was forced to learn certain key phrases because of the lingo, the references in chemistry and physics. Many of our court systems use Latin to describe a certain legal process in the legal system. This is what the kids need to learn. They don't need to be talking about their sexuality. I even got one text message. Where is it? I got to find it. She talks about her granddaughter, I believe it is, talking about this in preschool. Are you kidding me? Whether or not they're a boy or a girl. Where did it go? Oh, here it is. Randy, it's actually happening younger and younger than even kindergarten or the first grade. My niece, excuse me, not a granddaughter, my niece is a perfect example. 3 years old. Being told by an aide, a transgender aide, at her preschool, you can decide to be a boy or a girl. Did you go down to that preschool and have a conversation with the administrator of that school? That person needs to be fired. Not because they're transgender, because they're sharing their choice to impact and convey their choice to a three-year-old, your niece. Are you kidding me? You either go down to this preschool and talk to the administrator and get that person fired, or you very simply demand your niece goes to a different preschool. Oh, well, Randy, there's not that many in our area. Well, you need to find another place or get that person fired. What they decide to do with their own lives as an adult, their choices, has nothing to do with influencing young people. You know, I hear so many of these stories. I get this text message. I believe it, but I can't believe it. got a response. Those who can do, those who can't teach. Randy, these teachers can't even teach history anymore. But yet now they feel qualified to teach politics? Amazing. Five-year-old students, no less. These are not teachers. Oh, where did Bob go? Oh, this is directly impacting his life right now. There he is, Bob O'Donnell. O'Donnell Glass, Great Lakes Phones and Computer in Petoskey. He's building some projects right now. He says, Randy, what you just said, those who can do, those who can't teach, goes right hand in hand. Perfect example. Governmental jobs. Emmett County Building Department in Petoskey. Majority of all these inspectors were former contractors, business owners that failed. And now they're inspectors. That's not a joke. I know people. I worked as an apprentice for an electrical contractor back in my early days. I know enough to know when to hire an electrician. Some things I can do myself inside a circuit breaker panel. Other things I don't dare touch. How many electrical contractors with a license are now electrical inspectors in your local building departments? HVAC, heating and cooling inspectors, plumbing inspectors. Oh, they're famous. You know why they're a plumbing inspector? They can't solder copper pipes. They can't do it. They cannot do a perfect solder job on copper plumbing, therefore they become plumbers. It's that simple. In the conversation, those who can do, those who can't teach. I can go on and on and on. Furries. Really? Before they get the litter box, they should need to get their rabies vaccination. And also, as Bob Barker used to say, control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. So maybe these kids need to be that done to them as well. This is what the left agenda would love. Teenage girls being advised to have their breasts removed. Double mastectomies. So that they can look like, take these blockers, these testosterone estrogen blockers to change their sex, which impacts their organs. These kids, as they grow older, end up with health issues from these hormone blockers. Testicles removed. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And one thing that's going to happen, people, I want you to be prepared for this. As we share the PAGS video, as we share the 10X website, 10xvotes.com, as we get out the vote, you go to Trump's rally in Traverse City on Friday night. Doors, the gates open at 3:30. He'll be there 7:30. He'll probably get there about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Music will be playing. The stage will be set up right there by the runway. You'll see the jet fly in, the Trump jet. He'll give a great speech, motivate the folks, get out the vote. As we do all that, in this process, there's going to be a paradigm shift in the state house. Lansing House of Representatives, 110 state reps. Right now, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. I went through the list the other day, 10 incumbents, Democrat, Republicans, a couple of Republicans to Democrats are going to flip. Because of get out the vote efforts, because of the PAGS video, because of the information for the presidential race, people will have a tendency to vote straight Republican. All the Republicans will get elected. When they flip the House, mark my words, they will go into a lame duck session like you've never seen before. Dave Ajema, Neil Friske, many of the state reps we know have been through lame duck sessions. This lame duck session will be historical. Because when Gretchen Whitmer and Joe Tate, the current Speaker of the House, realize that they wake up on Wednesday morning, November 6th, and realize they lost the majority in the House, here comes the bucket list. Parental consent over your minor children will be eliminated in the state of Michigan. Mark my words, it's coming. They've already got the bills drafted. They're already in committee. I get emailed every single bill that goes to every single committee in the House and the Senate every day here at the radio station. I look at every single bill as they get assigned to these committees. It's already been introduced. The bill has already been written. The committee assignment has already been given. Why? Why do I say this? Because when Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Speaker of the House Democrat Joe Tate realizes that come January 1st, they no longer have control of the House, they're going to get a bunch of stuff done in the lame duck. Late night sessions, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, back there at 10 o'clock. Locked down in their seats, voting on bills, ramming them through the House, the Senate, and sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her signature to become law. Will they have immediate effect? No. Why? Because in the state Senate, 38 state senators, 20 Democrat, 18 Republicans must put it on the voting tally board to give it immediate effect. In order to do so, any bill passed in the Senate needs 6 Republican state senators to vote with the 20 Democrats, 26 senators required for immediate effect on any bill passed in the House and Senate. They won't get it. So 90 days after they end this historical lame duck session, those bills will go into effect April of next year. It's exactly what happened to the gun bills. They even ended the legislative session early last year. This year, they will not. They will go right up to Christmas. Heck, they may even stay through Christmas until December 31st. Because they are going to have so many things that they are wanting to ram through before they lose control the next day on January 1st. It's coming, people. I predict 58 to 52. After the vote, 58 Republican majority, 52 Democrats. Joe Tate, gone. I just hope and pray, dear Lord, that it's not Matt Hall to be the next Speaker of the Republican majority. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.